You're listening to Vatican Radio.
U.S. President Barack Obama is now in Argentina, having completed an historic trip to Havana, Cuba. While in Havana, he threw down the gauntlet of hope through progress for U.S.-Cuban relations. James Blears reports.
Barack Obama was born in 1961, 2 years after the Cuban Revolution started. His hair is graying and he's almost reached his mid-50s, yet the situation between these two nations is yet to be fully resolved. In his parting speech at Havana's Grand Theater, President Obama said he's bridged this distance to extend the hand of friendship and to bury the last remnant of the Cold War in the Americas. He's tried to be even-handed, publicly calling on the U.S. Congress to finally lift the trade embargo on Cuba, condemning it as an outdated burden on the Cuban people. He urged Cuban authorities not to be heavy-handed with the thinly veiled messages, "I believe citizens should be free to speak their minds without fear, and voters should be able to choose their governments in free and democratic elections." In spite of the horrific terrorist attacks in Belgium, President Obama stayed on in Cuba to complete a mission which has been decades in the creating. The next move is up to President Raul Castro and his government. By nature, upbringing, training, and experience during a long life, President Raul Castro is cautious, but he's also a pragmatist. He and his administration must respond and reciprocate. How much further he's prepared to go, and whether he's willing to make an historic state visit to the United States, remains to be seen. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.